Welcome to The Good Stuff with Sonoma County Wine Growers. I'm Virginie Boone alongside Carissa Cruz, President and CEO of The Wine Growers. We're here to talk about what makes Sonoma County such a special place to grow, make, and enjoy wine. And today's show is a little different.
It is a little different. So we'll just confess to all of you right now, we are pre-recording this because right now on Saturday, February 10th, I'm actually at our Vineyard Employee Recognition Celebration, and I'm actually there with our guests today. So this was not going to work on any of us being able to be in studio to do this show live. So a very exciting day.
Well, are you just going to leave it at that?
Well, I was just testing to see how you were at asking questions. So I'll just tell a little background. So Sonoma County Wine Growers, our main sort of organization, does promotion marketing for the region on behalf of the growers and vintners in Sonoma County. But the work I think I'm most passionate about is the work of our foundation. So renamed, and I still pardon my Spanish as I say this, so hopefully Michelle won't have to bleep me out because it's not a bad word, but I just am terrible at speaking Spanish. But we renamed, I shouldn't say we, the Vineyard employees actually renamed our foundation about a year and a half ago. It was the Sonoma County Grape Growers Foundation, and now it's De Las Voces de las Viñedas, which is the voice of the vineyards in Sonoma County. So the Vineyard employees encouraged us to rename the foundation to something that they felt was them and recognized by them, and they truly are the voice of our vineyards in Sonoma County and amazing men and women that work in our vineyards. And so our foundation does, one of our programs is a monthly employee recognition where our farmers, grape growers, can nominate one of their employees. We have different categories. It can be actual farming skills like pruning, safety, harvest, and it can be leadership skills like communications and innovation and creativity. So our employees get nominated, and every month we have the hard job of choosing only four employees that we get to honor. And then this whole program culminates, and actually is culminating on Saturday, February 10th with our annual, and it's our sixth annual employee recognition celebration, where we literally, in front of their families and their organizations, companies, ranches, we honor the men and women who have received the employee recognition. They come up on stage, and then we name and announce our employee of the year. And that's like a surprise. Mm-hmm. So if they've been nominated for an employee of the month, their employer can nominate them for employee of the year. And it's just awesome. We're now up to 400 people come to this celebration. We've had to bring in balloon makers and face painters because there's so many young kids that are part of the families of these men and women who just excel and support our wine growing community in Sonoma County. And it's like my favorite event every year. It's emotional, it's exciting, it's celebratory, it's fun, and just, I think most of the community out there has been to fundraisers, they've been to events where there's a company whose name is at the centerpiece of the table. We flip it, and so the centerpiece is actually the employee, and we print in Spanish and English their nomination, their photo. So they are the shining star of this event, and they get to show their families. And I just recall a couple of years ago, we had Roberto Alvarez from San Giacomo. He won our Employee of the Year, and unbeknownst to us, his family, his parents had flown in from Mexico before, and the San Giacomos made sure they got there. And I'm going to get a little choked up here, but they got to see their son in front of all of his peers and all of these farmers win Employee of the Year. And I just remember, and one of our guests today, Bruce, was there recording this. We wanted to get Roberto on film talking about a story. We actually asked his mom if she would join us. She's like, no. And then she followed us right over, stood in front of the camera, and just started speaking. And it was just incredible because she was so proud. And so anyway,
it is an amazingly poignant event.
Yes.
And I agree. Very emotional. Yeah, we might both tear up
today. We might both tear up. I know, it's fun. And so I think today we have a great show, though, just to transition abruptly, but not inappropriately.
Right.
Because we have two gentlemen who have been just part of our wine growing community behind the scenes, behind the cameras, but truly stars because they help us tell our story every day in such a meaningful way. And like I said, they're both joining us for our employee recognition. So we had to film this in advance because not only were we going to be there, but they were going to be there.
Right.
So
put them to work.
Put them to work. I know. Never. They're never off the clock. So, you know, there you go.
Okay. Well, I think when we come back, maybe we'll give them a little bit more of a formal introduction.
We will do that. I know. I was teasing it a little bit.
And we'll make sure we have Kleenex.
There you go.
back on The Good Stuff. Today, I'm here with Carissa Cruz, and our guests are Will Bacoy and Bruce Lee, who are two very important photographers, videographers, and just documenters of so much that happens in Sonoma County. So, Carissa, you've worked with them a long time. As you mentioned, they will be and have been at many of the employee recognition events. Yes. Hopefully not crying as much as we're crying.
I know. That'd be hard to do their job since they both have like a camera in front of them. So I think they save their tears for after the event.
I think they've seen it all. Or we'll find out if they've seen it all.
No, and this is kind of a special show. We talked about it's special because we're pre-recording it, but it's special with these two gentlemen. Because I know most of our shows, we meet with winemakers, we meet with grape growers. But I think just really putting a spotlight on all of the community members that help tell our story and put the spotlight themselves on our growers and our vintners here and our ranches and capture and really are part of sharing the narrative of what we love. That is the foundation of the Good Stuff Show and all the good stuff that happens in Sonoma County. So I've worked in the Sonoma County Wine Growers, has worked with both Will, who's done so much photography for us. And I mean, anyone in Sonoma County, if you're out there listening in Australia, thank you, first of all, for listening in Australia. We heard there's at least one of you, so we're very proud of that. But if you're out there listening and you don't know because you're not part of our Sonoma County community, but there's really not an event or happening in Sonoma County that's not captured by Will and his incredible photography, sharing that. And so we've worked with Will for a long time. And then Bruce actually met through the Harvest Fair. Early days when I was on the Harvest Fair board, Bruce was brought in and his team to film little vignettes of the award winners. And so I had the opportunity to come in and talk about why some of the award winners, Young Farmer, Young Agribusiness Member, Lifetime Achievement Award, why these folks were so special to our community and deserving of this award. And just loved what Bruce, how he told the story of these incredible men and women in our community. And so first chance when we needed our first video was like, hey, Bruce, remember me? And what are you up to? And will you work with us? And since then, both of these gentlemen have just been a very, very, very critical, important, wonderful part in addition to being amazing human beings themselves. But they're also just outstanding in what they do in their roles and how they share what we do. So there you go. Was that enough?
I think so. I mean, I would love to know a little bit about just what brought each of you, Bruce and Will, welcome to The Good Stuff.
Hi.
Thank you for documenting basically history. I mean, your days documenting history in real time, which I think is always an interesting thing. And agriculture, wine certainly is so visual. The people are so visual. We're talking, you can't see us.
Vineyards are so visual, right?
It's good that people have photography and videos to look at. So how did you get started in this field? Will, you want to start?
Yeah, I guess I could start. Grandma handed me a camera when I was three.
Awesome.
And bless her heart, she paid to develop all those rolls of film of our dog.
Oh, amazing.
So I was young, but I had another career, and I guess when my kids got to an age where they were ready to move out of the house, and I was going to be empty nester.
That's there you go. Single nesting too is fine.
I guess it was kind of anyway. I wanted to explore photography and see if I could make a living at it. So I dual tracked with my old business for a few years to make sure I could buy groceries. And I discovered that I could. And then I sold my old business. And the last day I put my key in the lock of my old business, my photo business tripled, literally, overnight. And so, and my old business was, it was car repair.
Wow.
Nobody jumps out of bed in the morning and says, I can't wait to get my transmission overhauled, right? So there,
an important job, no less.
Very important.
But not as maybe much of the storytelling.
So photography is a lot more fun. There's a lot more smiles and there's a lot more, meaningfulness and sense of purpose in what I do for a living now.
And so when did you make that switch to full-time photography?
I guess the last time I put my key in the lock of the old business was about 13 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. Yeah. I just haven't looked back since. It's been a heck of a ride. It's really been extraordinary.
What a great story.
I know. And then, I mean, Bruce Lee, you got to love the name, first of all. I mean, you are destined for greatness, which clearly you have arrived.
True.
So Yeah.
But Bruce Lee with one E, because my parents got lazy and couldn't add the next one. So my story is very similar to Will. I think at a very young age, I remember when I was about 8 years old, I was at a family reunion, and my uncle had one of those Handycam, and I started playing with it, took it, got all my cousins to be part of a little film, casted them, gave them a script, and then went on. And I started making my first movie then. Then I got into high school, went to Piner High School here locally, mm-hmm. and there was a program there, and the teacher got a grant, didn't know what to do, wanted to start up a audiovisual group. So I took it on myself. I'm the type that I don't mind failing. For me, my acronym for FAIL is For All I've Learned. So I took it upon myself to learn about what cameras to get, what switcher, all these things. And same thing again, started casting the groups there, started our own morning talk show. So it was an anchor show. So on the weekdays, they would film like rallies, the games and all that. And on Monday morning, we would broadcast through all the classrooms, and we had a little studio in there. And then from...
Did you even have time to like do algebra and reading?
Let's not talk about grades.
It doesn't sound like you need algebra. No. So I don't need algebra either, so, you know.
The good thing is I haven't used the Pythagorean theorem one day going into this business or creating this art. And then after that, went to school and just really focused my attention on video and just the communication part. Went into radio for a little bit, tinkered with that, did a lot of internships everywhere. Worked at ESPN, Comcast, Sportsnet. And then when I got back here, I started the business up in 2001. So again, thank you so much for the blessing and just this an honor to be working with you for so long, Carissa. I still remember that day when I filmed you. You were a firecracker then, and you're still a firecracker now. So
thank you. I think
your energy is so contagious. So I want to thank you for that. And then just. In this area, I've just been really blessed to continue to work and meet with so many people in this beautiful area of filming. And that creativity is just, it's still in me. You know, every day I get to tell that story here in Sonoma County.
Well, I was going to ask, because you've both have done so much with us. I mean, endless. I mean, you've captured our employees in the vineyard, at our office. The storytelling there, you've captured our farmers, you've captured the multi-generational stories, you've captured our events, some, you know, Bruce, I think we've, and Will both, you've captured, you know, economists giving us updates, which may not be the, you know, the sexiest of photo opportunities and videos, but still important content. So, I mean, I think the range of things that I know we've, you know, asked you to do with us is everything from literally educational to emotional and family storytelling. And so I'm just curious if, you know, any standout moments for either one of you, things you look back and go, yeah, like this is, I'm in it. I mean, I have those moments often. I feel very fortunate, but like, yeah, I'm in it. And I love this partnership. Maybe Will, I'll maybe go to you. I mean, anything come to mind?
I guess I jokingly refer to it as sleepless nights and shortage of breath. let me explain.
I think
yeah, I think
most of us you know, wake up to 6 a.m. alarm clocks, 7 a.m. alarm clocks, but people that work in ag and you know, especially wine growers, farmers, ranchers, they wake up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. And sometimes when you do a photo shoot for wine growers, you find yourself setting your alarm for 2 in the morning so that you can go out and join these guys working and you know, men and women, employees of these vineyards who are out there literally caring for every grape that goes into every bottle of wine. Almost like interviewing every grape. You know, where do you see yourself in 2 years? Something like that, right?
In my glass, right? Hopefully.
So, and it's a beautiful thing because you're out there and what happens, you're out there shooting, it's pitch dark, but then the first light of day, that blue hour starts to happen. And these men and women are out there and they're starting to end their shift, but something happens and that is you hear them start to sing and laugh and joke with each other. And the camaraderie of that and the joyfulness of that experience is really something to behold. And so then that moment when the sun just crests over the hill and it fills the entire Sonoma Valley with beautiful light and lights up the vineyards and lights up the hills and the trees of Sonoma County, it literally takes your breath away.
Yeah. Mm.
It's stunning. It's awesome. And so those kinds of experiences, you just can't buy a ticket to.
No.
You know, it's a great experience, and for me, every morning I wake up and I'm like, wow, where's my camera going to take me today? And when you see, you were talking about the Leadership Academy,
yeah.
when you see these families join the members of this Leadership Academy, and they're so proud, you see the pride in their eyes, and they get their certificates, and then they all at once launch their mortarboard graduation caps right into the air. It's a spine-tingling moment, and you know that it means so much to these people, these hardworking families, that they're so important to what we do. So those are some of the experiences.
Well, I always appreciate, because every if you win our Employee of the Month, part of that is they get a professional photo shoot with you, because we actually hang their photos in our boardroom. We have 200 plus photos hanging in our boardroom honoring our Vineyard employees and recognizing them. And you do such an incredible job
Thanks.
Of drawing out their personalities in a still photo. And I always sit at the board table facing what I call our wall of, you know, fame or hall of fame of our employees, because it just, you can't be in a bad mood when you're seeing them in their cowboy hat or their baseball hat or they dressed up. I'm like, that's a way nicer outfit than you wear in the vineyard, I know. And so your wife probably dressed you this morning and said you have a photo shoot, don't, you know, dress really nicely. But you capture, and it's like some of them are kind of stern, some of them are quirky, some are just grinning ear to ear. But I feel like you meet them where they're at and you capture their very essence of that. They're very stoic or they're very happy. And I just love that. And every photo is so brilliantly different and special and meaningful.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I stare at your work literally like three times a week at most or plus. So, and then Bruce, I know, what have you, you've been behind the camera, like literally filming hours and hours and hours of footage at a time.
Yes. And in the same light that Will just pointed out, it's that friendship and it's the bonding that I get to make on these journeys. And the last one, I think that the one that stands out the most is the Washington, D.C. trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a logistical scheduling. I mean, we were back to back. We were filming so much. I remember going back to the hotel and transferring terabytes. We're talking terabytes of just footage to the laptop. At the end of the day, looking back and all the connections I made on the trip and just seeing all the smiles from everybody is amazing. And you gave me a nickname on that trip too, which, you know, they still call my nickname when I come around. So
do they?
Yeah, they do. At the last, what was it, the 40th anniversary party
gosh.
At
yeah,
Christmas,
yeah.
They don't even know Bruce, you know, so.
So what is your nickname?
It's El Gallo Negro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pardon my Spanish, I'm not the best at it, but I got that name because my hair was just sticking up. And I wonder if it's from the wind or
humidity.
My first time playing with the hair dryer.
Yeah. So he'd get on our bus. Okay. And we should just quickly mention, so our Leadership Academy, thank you to Alaska Airlines. They donated the airline tickets, but we got to do kind of a first ever trip to Washington, D.C. We took 31 men and women, Vineyard employees, and some of the farmers, their employers as well, who paid their way. But we took them to D.C. for 4 days. They got to host the Congressional Wine Caucus, and just what an incredible. And we wanted that whole experience to be captured. And not only were you there 24 hours a day capturing it, but then put together this incredible video that just captures that moment. So super special to live it and then get to relive it.
Yeah, it was beautiful. And thank you, Carissa, for including us on that trip. It was very magical.
El Gallo. Oh, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about video and photography in Sonoma County.
Thank you.
on The Good Stuff, speaking with Will Bacoy and Bruce Lee about photography and videography in Sonoma County. And, you know, I would just want to make a quick comment that, you know, I love writing about Sonoma County history, and I am so grateful when I find photos from the past that give some sort of insight into a place or some people or just mm-hmm. how things were. And so I hope that you feel appreciated that you're doing that for future generations of people who want to learn or want to write or also take photos or video, that you're really capturing something that is timeless.
Well, thank you. I've never thought of that, but yeah, part of history and documenting that. For me, I think that every time I get to turn on that camera or take a drone up, this area is so beautiful. It is gorgeous. And when I travel, I think about that because I always look forward to coming home. But when my friends come here, they don't want to go home.
Yeah.
We like it here a lot. And every time I travel around the world, it's like, I can't wait to come home to this beautiful place. And the other thing that you mentioned about, you know, almost locking time and that moment right there, it reminds me of a time when I took the drone up, and then after the Tubbs fire, some of those artifacts or some of those places don't exist now. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
And we can only relive it back from what we have on film, or now digital film, really, you know. But I'm reminded about that Red Barn that doesn't exist there anymore. You know, it's so beautiful. It's iconic. You know, it's that red color that pops out. But yeah, some of my favorite places to like film is like the Russian River, you know, the Bodega Bay. And after working with Sonoma County Wine Growers, I know AVAs now, so I don't have to say those actually places. I can say Knights Valley or something and be kind of cool.
You sound so smart.
Yeah.
I know, and poor Bruce, but we had a request from our Landry's partnership for an event we were doing to essentially create a 10 to 15 minute, well, they wanted like 30 minutes. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know how to do that. But like a 10 to 15 minute, almost like IMAX film version of Sonoma County. I mean, wow. The hot air balloons, the Russian River, the town of Sonoma, like all the iconic barns, locations. And I remember we're like, really? And I was like, you're gonna have to just go do a lot of filming. Mm-hmm. Like, get the drone out and go. And this is now, we use this film. It was sort of like, at the time, I'm like, this is kind of a pain in the butt to mm-hmm. do. But it turned out so spectacular, and we use it everywhere. We used it in the suite at the Giants for 12 home games. We've played it at events. We've played it with the media. So we'll sit down at a media dinner and have it in the backdrop. We run it at our, when we pour wine at Aspen, it sits on a little iPad. So to capture real time those like touch points and iconic places and those hidden gems that truly you can't even get to because it's probably private property, a lot of these ranches and vineyards, and you're there sneaking through with the drone. I mean, not sneaking,
well,
you could access.
I told you that story where I was like, I think I was in Sonoma, getting Lake Sonoma, and I'm like, and I felt like Magellan. You know, I felt like I was an explorer. I was going in there, taking it up there, and I could see the ranger. I'm like, oh God. So I'm like, I got to get out of here, you know. But it was worth it because you're right. When I see that video on loop at Sonoma County events, I'm like, this place is so gorgeous and beautiful.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Well, and Sonoma County is such a place to show. You can't just tell somebody about it. You really have to show it. And so many people who love Sonoma County wines will maybe never have a chance to get here.
I know.
So being able to share that everywhere you go is really important.
Yeah, and we'll talk about, I mean, because similarly, I mean, you're out also with a drone often, and I'm remembering this photo, and I think Vicky, your wife, actually took, and you were standing on multiple grape bins taking a photo of an entire, like, valley of grapes, so you were, like, and you're just a little speck in this. I mean, first of all, I think that was incredibly dangerous, so don't do that again, for the record, but thank you for doing that, for the record, because I mean, capturing that moment, I mean, I know we sent you kind of on this open-ended photo shoot all during harvesting, capture our employees, capture these incredible ranches. We want night photos. We want daybreak photos, you know, dusk, like share all those. Maybe share some of those kind of experiences.
Sure. And you're right. Vicky did take that photo.
It was an awesome photo.
On this 5-bin-high stack of...
Yeah, I mean, like grape picking bins, or right. like ton and, bins.
And I'm trying to get this panorama view, and the sun's about to come through, and it was pretty neat. It was pretty cool.
And you nuts.
Know, the thing about, you know, before I was a photographer, I would go to events, and I would see those photographers getting to do what I wanted to do. You know, you'd be at a concert, and those guys are right up front in a photo pit, or you're at a sporting event, and they're on the sidelines, and they're capturing. They're part of the action, and, you know, all I could think about was, I could do that. I want to be that guy. So that's why I pursued photography. But then I realized that there are moments that you get in camera. For example, there was a moment at the Giants where a foster kid got to meet Buster Posey at home plate. Mm. And there were foster kids at each position at the Giants before the game, and they'd meet and talk. But, you know, the metaphor of baseball and home being a safe place to be, this foster kid who didn't know what home was getting to meet his idol. And those are moments you can't buy a ticket to, and that was special. When I shoot for wine growers, there are these photos, whether you're standing on 5 bins high of grape bins or whatever, there are photos that you get, and when you're shooting it, you're going, wow, this is amazing. And then you take all that photography back to your studio and you start editing, and your eyes are bloodshot, and it's late in the morning, and you're going,
and we're
man.
Like, when are the photos ready,
right.
Will?
Right, and the pressure's
I think you've been
on.
Home for an hour.
Right, and you're like, God, I don't know if people are going to love this photo. But later, when you see someone look at that same photo, and you see them look at the photo through their eyes, mm-hmm. and how much they appreciate it, and how much love that they get from looking at, for example, how beautiful the sunrises are in Sonoma County, mm-hmm. over a vineyard, or how beautiful of a cluster of grapes is that has dew on it, you know, at 5 a.m. And you're seeing them react in the way that you hope you hope they would. And that's inspiring. That's a pretty cool feeling. That's why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you both do. I would like to say we could keep you busy full time, but we do.
You do.
Occasionally.
You do.
let you do other things in the county, I think.
We've got to go back and start editing
right
now.
You're done.
Right?
You're done. Yeah. We've got to cut this one short. No, but talk about, because you do. I mean, I see both of you out in the community at a number of events. So, I mean, just talk about some of the other work and some of the other things you capture here as part of our Sonoma County story. And maybe, Will, I'll toss it to you first. And
wow, just...
Because you're kind of everywhere. I'm like, this event isn't an event if Will isn't there taking photos. So that's kind of my standard.
Yeah. And it's extraordinary. I mean, people, I feel like I know so many people in the community, and everyone know. And Bruce, you probably experienced that too, and I know you do, Carissa, where people, just everybody knows you, and they... You know, it feels like Mayberry. You know, hey, how you doing? Hey, Will, how you doing? They'll shout your name from across the street, and it's a really great feeling. And probably the best part of that feeling is you're getting to see firsthand what other people are doing, the work that they're doing, whether it's for whatever the nonprofit is, or whether it's a concert or a theater performance or something. You get to see what's going on in Sonoma County. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think Sonoma County feels a lot like a Cheers bar. Everybody knows the name.
With way better alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I know that Will and I, we run into each other all the time, and that I think is because, you know, it feels big but small at the same time. You know what I'm saying? One of my favorite things to do is helping some of the nonprofits out there. I do a lot of big clients, but the nonprofits always, there's a place for it for me, you know.
One I love, and the little secret in the final 30 seconds before we go for a break, is that Will was actually one of like 8 attendees at Steve's and my wedding, because he took our photos. Mm. And I got to learn that he literally had done a sneaky little wedding himself with Vicky about 1 week before our wedding. So it's pretty special to have people you work with actually turn into friends and share these really poignant moments in your life.
True story.
All right. When we come back, we will wrap up. We are back on The Good Stuff, sharing some pretty great stories with Bruce Lee and Will Bacoy, who do so much photography, videography in Sonoma County. And we wanted to know a little bit more about where people can find you if they have something that they want documented or just see your work. Will, do you have an active...
Yeah, I'm everywhere on Facebook and Instagram, and my email is will@willbacoy.com. And
I'm just going to jump in, B-U-C-Q-U-O-Y, because that's not the easiest last name to spell.
So just Will Bacoy Photography.
Yeah. That's it. That's... Or just hanging out on street corners waiting for new goods, you know?
Or at dawn in some vineyard waiting for the sun break. And Bruce?
And for me, you can find me at linkcreative.com. By email, it's bruce@linkcreative.com.
L-I-N-K, creative.com. Yep. That's right. Yeah, the name of your business.
Thank you for clearing that up. For social media, it's so funny. You know, this is something that I talk to clients about, but my social media is pretty much all fun stuff that I do with my daughter. Shout out to my amazing daughter, Caitlin. And I'm pretty busy with her, raising her. I coach her full-time for volleyball, too. We got our first tournament soon, so awesome. That's fun, you know. And so she keeps me up to date with all the cool kids stuff. And
you do some videos together.
We do. We do a lot of TikTok videos that, you know, encourages us to be silly.
Yes.
Life is short, and just being in the moment. Hopefully, when she looks back years from now, it's like, I'm glad I did that with my dad. And I'm glad I embarrass her every day.
Oh, I love that so much for so many reasons.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think people, I mean, we wanted you both on the show because you have such a strong, important story yourselves, who you are, incredible human beings and incredible members of our community. And I think you give back so much because I see how hard you work. And so I know for every hour that you're Thank there you. With us at an event capturing it, then it's the triple that time back at home, making sure we get the best of the best to capture those moments that you were so diligently helping us and then sharing those stories and doing the edits and doing all those things. So, I mean, today I really wanted to frankly just be a love fest to tell you how much we appreciate both of you and your teams. And I know Will, you work a lot with Vicky, your wife, and we love having her on shoots. And Bruce, you have a number of stragglers out mm-hmm. there, your crew, who are so talented and just also so fun and nice to be around. And it's wonderful. I don't know frankly what we'd do without either one of you in our community, and certainly in our wine grower community, to help us share the amazing community we do have. So I use community now like 7 times. I did recognize that. So it's kind of like my obsession with exclamation point.
It's meaningful.
But there you go.
Well, I definitely feel the love today from everyone here. And I just want to thank you for the continued work, the support, and the creativeness that comes about it. I mean, this storytelling, one of the things I always say is like, I don't want to just copy and paste and just tell this story over and over again for every client. It should be very specialized. It should be customized. And I thank you for the opportunity every day.
Dang it, Bruce, that makes me really mad. You said you beat me to it. You said exactly what I was going to say.
Sleepless nights for you again.
I feel the same way. It's amazing. You know, when you work with folks, I'm sure it's the same for you, Bruce. Relationships are important. Yeah. And it's nice that when I get an email or a phone call from Carissa or someone on her team and she says, hey, we need you for this thing, I know what to expect. They know what I'm going to deliver. And it's meaningful in terms of, you know, I know I'm going to be doing something important that's valuable and give me purpose. So thank you for that. Well, it means a lot.
Cheers to that love fest, and we'll take our final break. Thank you both so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
have concluded yet another episode of The Good Stuff.
Well, that was so fun.
I mean, I really meant what I said about this documenting history piece of it that I am always so grateful for, yeah. and I think other people will be grateful for. So the work is very important.
I know, and just one last time, you can find Will Bucquoy at willbucquoy.com. Last name is spelled B-U-C-Q-U-O-Y. And Bruce Lee at his business, which is Link Creative, so linkcreative.com. Definitely reach out to them, follow along with them, check out all the stuff that they're out and about in the community doing. And Will brought us a bottle of wine, and I think we should share it on Tuesday.
I think so, too.
So
can it be in celebration of your leadership?
The success of our event? Absolutely. I love that. So he brought us some bubbles because he knows we like bubbles, of course. So
word has
gotten out, and it's actually The Breathless, which is an incredible wine story, talking about a family wine story in Sonoma County. And it has this fancy, like, gold medal. It was on Lee's, this particular sparkling on Lee's for 10 years. So clearly one of their late disgorged. I'm excited. I haven't tried this. So we're going to pop some bubbles on Tuesday night.
I think we should, and we will toast all of the employees that are being recognized at your big event, and all the other things that are coming this year.
Yeah, so much good stuff on The Good Stuff.
Well, thank you, everyone,
beyond.
For joining us on The Good Stuff Hour today. Thank you to our guests again, and from Sonoma County to wherever you are, remember to drink the good stuff.
Cheers to that.
Hi, I'm Susan Lucci. I never thought about heart disease until I had my own heart event. At first, like so many other women out there, I ignored my symptoms. A slight pressure on my chest, shortness of breath. I thought, I don't have time to be sick. I had a 90% blockage in my main artery and a 75% blockage in the adjacent artery. I received two stents in my arteries. Stents developed through research funded by the American Heart Association. Those stents saved my life. I'm so grateful to the American Heart Association. Their research helped save my life. I can enjoy life with my children, my grandchildren, and my friends. Please, listen to your heart. The only reason I'm here today is because I did. Learn more about the American Heart Association's life-saving work at helpheart.org.